this life, small things do matter. Very small things do matter. How you engage in a conversation, how you respond to a question, how you react to something, anything. It really affects some people. Maybe mostly, maybe say a monomaniac, you know, people who are obsessed with a thing. Maybe they are obsessed with how you talk, and maybe they ask you something, bust out on them, harshly respond. Trust you me, that will destroy their day or something until you apologize. And trust you me, those people don't really let go that easy. So second, I guess, the way you put out your problems to may affect your surrounding and your friends. When it comes to temper and attitude and all that, trust you me, it does affect your environment. People will be like, ah, person A always cries when this happens. Person A always wants to lash out on everybody because this happened, you know. Like, don't throw your baggages around, because you don't want to feel them. You want to lash out on people, like, you want them to carry your burden. It's not really a good thing. It's not a really good thing. The small things that we do, maybe I come to you and I have a problem, and instead of helping me out, you laugh at me. Instead of helping me out, you make me a topic and discuss me with your friends. Maybe person A borrowed money somewhere. Then I come to you and I'm like, you know what, I need some money, and you make me a topic in front of your friends. That's not a good thing. It's not really a good thing. The fact that you laugh because I have problems, it's not really a good thing. It's never a good thing, you know. I guess another one is the way you, how can I say it? The way you manifest your body language really affects other people, like, so much. Like, example is a small your statement. I love you, but don't touch me. I can't touch you. How can I love you and I can't touch you? Because some people be like, boundaries, whatever and whatever. It doesn't mean I should touch you that way. I should be able to hold your hand, maybe in public or private. I don't really care when and where, but you know, in a relationship, some things really matter, you know. Holding hands is something that creates maybe a bond. I don't know really a bond, but it makes the other person feel like entitled and really, really nice, because to own someone is something very important. The fact that I'll take your name, you'll take my name, it's something big. Our kids will have your name and they'll be ours, you feel me? Like a mini you, mini me, and all that. Yeah, it's body language is something you should be afraid of, because body language can mess up a lot of things. So every time you are in front of your friends, in front of maybe crowd or whatever, mind the little things that you're trying to do, how you react, what you're doing, how you're doing it, or importantly, your response and attitude, you know, when it comes to friends and relatives, let me say siblings and all that. The little things that you really do, sometimes they do affect how you are, what you do, what you're going to do. And it's really something important that I think you should work on.